It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We're on your show to try to help you.
And yeah, we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, but... and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. Time for the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. Thanks to the P1s, by the way, who I think 2 weeks in a row have had the Lee Corso sign behind game day with "We're having fun here, no." That's a great way to get the college football season started.
We never talked about that, 2 weeks ago they had the "My Dad Earl" sign. That was so great. Can you imagine the question mark rising above the nation as they're watching college game day, and between Herb Street and Corso, they see a sign that reads "My Dad Earl"?
P1s are everywhere with signs. Yeah, we had a Jub Hawk sign last Saturday in Austin. All sorts of great stuff.
I love the Burt Reynolds picture with Lee Corso's face on it.
Yeah,
so great.
That was the one I was, yeah. That's awesome. All righty, then. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Well, Bob and Dan do a show together, Bad Radio, noon to 3 here on The Ticket. And from time to time, they have a disagreement, and they start getting at each other, kind of like an old married couple. That happened this week.
I'm going to start out with... we all got to see what Baker Mayfield and, you know, how are they going to follow up on their 7 championships in a row that they've won? Are they able to keep that fire burning?
So you have this whole slate and you're going Cleveland, Tennessee as something we're all waiting to see.
So you're not interested in Baker Mayfield this weekend?
I mean, there'll be plenty of time this season to get interested in Baker.
You want to go ahead and do 3 games?
No.
I thought you said...
I said there were a lot of interesting games. And, then
and
you
that's not one of them.
That's okay.
Okay, Ravens, Dolphins, go. Bills, Jets.
You are really mad.
Redskins, Eagles.
You're on edge for still
from
Tawana.
I'm just asking you, so you're telling me the Browns have no interest to you at all? Baker Mayfield,
the Browns
Odell
do.
Beckham.
The Browns do. I'll wait till they play someone else interesting, though. But you go ahead. This is your list.
The Titans were almost a playoff team. Or were they a playoff team? Almost a playoff team.
Uh-huh.
They almost won their division.
Sure.
Tough division.
What was your take on it?
All right. A-hole.
Make your case. Don't be a big baby.
I just said Baker Mayfield is my case.
That's the whole case?
Okay, you're an idiot. Go ahead, do your show.
What's up, Julie?
Man. Good Lord, that was tense.
Just escalated. Mm. A little Bob and Dan feud there. They were fine, though, by the end of the show. And they are candidate number one. Remember that name, Bob. We may come back to him here in a second. Candidate number two is Corby Davidson, the Snake. From the Hardline. He was doing E! News talking about award-winning actress Reese Witherspoon. That's Witherspoon.
Witherspoon?
Yeah, Witherspoon. I guess would be a better way to say it. Yeah, Witherspoon. That's the...
Witherspoon.
I know. Witherspoon is the former small forward in the NBA that I guess I was thinking of more than Witherspoon.
They look alike?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
No.
Yeah, so I butchered her name, and so did Corby.
It's offering original shows, like we have talked about, the Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. Witherspoon.
Excuse me?
What were you going for there, fella?
He's got to pick himself up first.
Wither?
He went head down on the table.
Witherspoon. I would like to apologize to the Monterey Five. They did not deserve that, Mike.
No, they didn't.
To Renata, I hope that you don't take a baseball bat to my train set. And everybody else. Sorry for Reese Witherspoon. But yes, Reese Witherspoon.
So he just left out the S.
Yeah. Forgot about that S. All right, so there is Corby as candidate number two.
Can we hear that again for his laugh?
Sure.
It's offering original shows, like we have talked about, the Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon.
Excuse me?
God.
Okay.
Where were you going?
They're drinking again on that hard line in the afternoon, aren't they?
Every day.
Yeah. Amazing. There's Corby, candidate number two. And candidate number three, remember that Bob guy from Bob and Dan? Well, he's back as they had Hunter Pence on the show, along with his wife Lexi, out at the ballpark. And Bob has been known to ask a long question. I don't know if this is the longest question Bob has ever asked, but it's darn close, as we think the official time here is a minute eight.
It's minute four, definitely.
Oh, minute four? Okay. And it's such a long question that Hunter Pence has no idea what he just asked or said.
So we have Hunter Pence and Lexi Pence are both here on the ticket. Now, it's an interesting way to kind of view you guys from afar because, first of all, and I'd like to confess to this, when you were on another team, there is something about you that is super likable when you're on the team that I pull for, but there was also some, you're in that group of guys that you're like, I'm not sure about this guy. I think this is the guy that I want to irrationally dislike for no apparent reason. And I don't, because I didn't know your personality. Okay. Now I find myself really drawn to both of you guys. And I think it's mostly through what I perceive to be just a dude who is playing baseball for no other reason than he really, really likes baseball. And I don't know why that's super refreshing to me, but it is. And I really, your story resonates with me. Maybe not the whole way as much as your last 12 months. Like, that really speaks to me, I guess. And I can't put a finger on it except I think it's awesome. Does that make sense? Do you accept that as a compliment?
Maybe? Question mark? I'm not sure what you said, but...
Oh my gosh.
Is it a minute four? Is that where we have the official time? I have no idea what he was saying there either.
I think he started fishtailing because once he got into it, he realized he was insulting Hunter Pence.
Right. You're a guy that most people
hate. And he didn't know how to soften it.
You want to ride through that one more time?
I don't think so, no.
I want to.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to put it on a shirt?
Ooh, I thought we always have to replay them.
Okay.
So we have
put it on a shirt. Pence, oh, my gosh.
Lexi Pence are both here on the ticket. Oh, wow. Now, it's an interesting way to kind of view you guys from afar because, first of all, and I'd like to confess to this, when you were on another team, there is something about you that is super likable when you're on the team that I pull for, but there was also some, you're in that group of guys that you're like, I'm not sure about this guy. I think this is the guy that I want to irrationally dislike for no apparent reason. And I don't, because I didn't know your personality. Okay. Now I find myself really drawn to both of you guys. And I think it's mostly through what I perceive to be just a dude who is playing baseball for no other reason than he really, really likes baseball. And I don't know why that's super refreshing to me, but it is. And I really, your story resonates with me. Maybe not the whole way as much as your last 12 months. Like, that really speaks to me, I guess. And I can't put a finger on it except I think it's awesome. Does that make sense? Do you accept that as a compliment?
Maybe? Question mark? I'm not sure what you said, but...
Well, there are a couple of other great moments in there when he says to Hunter that he's drawn to his wife.
Yeah.
Which is awkward.
I'm drawn to both of you. Well...
And then he says, I'm not really drawn to your whole story, just the last 12 months.
All right, if you went to a t-shirt shop and said that was the copy you wanted, would they do it?
They couldn't fit that quote on Princess Diana's wedding train.
You'd have to go front and back.
Yeah, you have to go front and back with it. All right, we'll work on that.
And the inside of the shirt, like an Ed Hardy shirt. There's a lot going on.
All right, it's the Bob and Dan fight, it's Corby, or it's the Bob question.
888-787-1310.
Somebody's got to do a transcript of that question.
You got to.
Tweet it out.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Sports caller?
Unreal.
Not ready. Mm. Hello, you're on the air. Who wins?
Hey, I want to preface this vote by saying that I think that I really like that you guys have the e-break once a week. And, you know, every week.
Okay, he's doing a Bob question here, or a statement, I guess.
Somebody else says on Twitter that Bob had a long-winded question to Hunter's wife about YouTube, too. Did you hear that?
I heard that question, yeah.
Was that one long, too?
It may have been as long, yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
My God, give me the Bob Sturm filibuster auto thrash and shout out to Coach Kroski.
Okay,
auto thrash.
Good band name. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, users. Could I get a vote for Corby? Have a nice weekend.
Sure.
Okay.
Very polite there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Phone call from Lower Heaven.
Uh-oh.
What do you think? We got to take it?
I think this may be Coco. We should probably take it. Yes, we'll take the call.
Coco, today, reluctantly call upon lost dark soul of chimpanzee Kravis. Kravis' acting career sparse. He appeared briefly in Old Navy ads. But Kravis was real SOB and deserved to be down here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Back in 2009, Kravis went all King Kong Rampage, and he was chimp that ripped off face of Charlie Nash.
Oh, yes.
Kravis. Okay.
Connecticut woman, I think it was. Yeah.
Kravis been confined to Lower Heaven Solitary for that one ever since Connecticut Cup blow him the hell away. Coco and Kravis vote for Withering Poon of Corby.
Okay. Thank you, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I here?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, losers, I love a bad radio fight. Just so you know, get your guns up. Go Red Raiders, ladies.
Get your guns up. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I got to vote for the Choose Energy 2.0 e-break from Bob.
It's pretty choosy. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born?
No. Mm. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Corby's Withered Poon and Hooter Brown.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, do you guys still accept responsible votes?
Yes.
Yeah, can I take Dr. Corbett Davidson, OBGYN?
Sure. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, I'd like to cancel out old Bob Sturm's, and I want to throw in Brian Jones' sneaky part.
Yeah, we thought about that one. Yeah. Didn't make the list, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Let me begin by saying that I'd like to, first of all, pay homage to you, and I really think you're great. And I'd like to just go on and ramble for at least another 27 minutes if you've got the time, and I'll talk to you. Okay.
Is that Bob or Don Imus? Kind of sounds like Imus a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Imus. Hey, 1P1 speculated that that's what CVS has been printing on all their receipts was Bob's question.
Why do they have such long receipts? I guess to get Bob's question on there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, musers.
Morning.
Hi.
This is your favorite seventh grader, Cassie.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You have something there because it kind of sounds like her.
But I just stepped out of my home room and wanted to vote for the e-break today.
Okay, vote.
Okay, can I please vote for Corby?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Yes, she does have the inflection down. Uh-huh. And Bob's question did not win it. Corby does.
That's amazing.
It's offering original shows, like we have talked about, the Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon. Witherspoon.
Witherspoon?
What were you going for there, fella?
He's got to pick himself up first. He would head down on the table.
Witherspoon. I would like to apologize to the Monterey Five. They did not deserve that, Mike.
No, they didn't.
To Renata, I hope that you don't take a baseball bat to my train set and everybody else.
So
sorry for Reese Witherspoon.
How many is that for Corby?
But yes,
that is his 64th win, 44 behind Norman the Glazed Carrot Hitzkus.
Mm. He does talk about that a lot. All right, there is Corby, your winner in the emergency break of the week.